بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا. إذ جاءوكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنونا هنالك ابتلي المؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا. وإذ يقول المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض ما وعدنا الله ورسوله إلا غرورا. صدق الله العظيم. سورة الأحزاب، verses number 9 to number 12. In actual fact, I would advise you to go home and read this, especially this part of the surah, from about verse number 9, and then you continue reading all the way to the end of Surah Al-Ahzab, a very important chapter of the Quran to ponder over in these times. Jamaat al-Muslim, before I begin with the tafsir of these ayat, let us just spend a few moments imagining what it's like to be in Gaza right now. Remember, we are one body. مثل المؤمنين في تواضعهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى سائر الجسد بالألم والحمى وفي رواية بالسهر. The likeness of the believers in the love that they have for each other and the mercy and compassion that they show towards one another is the likeness of a single body. If one part of that body feels pain, even a digit, I say that's an asbu', a finger, that at the end is a unmula, even a digit. If one part of that body feels pain, then the whole body feels the pain and the fever with that part of the body. That's the likeness of who? Of the believers. May Allah make us of the true believers. Ameen. Because if we don't feel anything, then we must definitely question our iman. And in the other riwayah, if one part of that body feels pain, it keeps the whole body up awake at night. What happens in Gaza every hour? 42 bombs are dropped every hour. 15 of our brothers and sisters are killed. Shaheed عند Allah. Allah accept their shahada. Ameen. 6 of them are children. That means one child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza. And 35 people every hour are injured. That's why the number of shuhada now, we are sitting on at least 10,000. With a further 1,000 to 2,000, of which 1,000 are children, buried under the rubble. وَلَا يُحَرِّكُ سَاكِنًا. And it doesn't seem to be moving anything. Especially when it comes to the leaders of the world. Yes, as people, we are dying inside. As people, as believers, and the decent people out there, besides the believers, our hearts are being cut into pieces. Those who have got an ounce of humanity left in their souls, while the leaders look on and do nothing. Say a few things, arouse a few emotions. At least some of them are saying something. But most of them are either saying nothing or they are cheerleading for the genocide to continue. And all of their hands, those who are cheerleading, those who have given their unwavering support, all of them are complicit in this genocide. Their hands are drenched in blood. And we will not forgive them for what they have done. Unless Allah guides them and they repent and they make right, we will not forgive them. And they will have to pay the price. I read a brilliant article written by one of our brothers, Advocate Anwar Albertus. Very good article. He wrote for the Muslim Views. I don't know if that publication is out yet. But he sent me a copy thereof and I read it before coming to the masjid. Where he says that we, as a community, should lobby all the necessary institutions that all of these war criminals, from the President of the United States, Joe Biden, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, as well as all his senators and probably 97% of his Congress that have raised money, that have gathered funding for this massacre, and the other leaders of the European Union, like Ursula von der Leyen, and many of the European leaders, Emmanuel Macron, Giorgia Meloni of Italy, Emmanuel Macron of France, of course, even the Prime Minister of Australia, that all of those people that have given their unwavering support and given the green light for this genocide, that they should all be taken to the International Criminal Court, just like Slobodan Milosevic and Radon Kradovic, I can't remember his name, the one who... Who was responsible for the Srebrenica genocide when 8,000 Muslim men and boys were slaughtered in the forests of Bosnia, Herzegovina. You are not going to be left alone. And if you get away with it on the dunya, wallahi, there is a sentence coming for you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, ولا تحسب أن الله غافلا أما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. Allah says, do not think for one moment that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. He's only delaying their punishment for a day when their necks will be stiffened and their eyes will be bulging out for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who of us would have ever thought that we would live in a world that was run and ruled by war criminals, genocidal psychopaths that can stand by and watch the slaughter of thousands of innocents, children. But this is our test, Jamaat al-Muslim. Wallahi, this is a big test. And probably bigger on us than the people of Gaza, because the people of Gaza, Allahu Akbar. Imma al-Nasr wa imma al-Shahada. For them, there's only one of two options. Either victory or martyrdom. There is no other way. They interviewed a brother out of the Shati refugee camp, which is on the coast, on Al Jazeera TV last night. He said, are you enjoying this movie? This horror movie? He said him and his family, they've got nowhere to go. They in fact have an elderly aunt with them that cannot walk. And even those of his family that left their homes, because the Zionists are telling them, you need to go south. They got on the road, they started walking south, and as soon as the tanks saw them, they started firing at them. Wallahi, we are dealing now with the pure face of evil. Wallahi, these, please don't call them animals. Wallahi, they are not animals. Animals don't do these things. We love animals. Animals are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, these are human devils. These are shayateen min al-ins. I say it without any reservation. And I'm speaking about Zionism. These are the crusaders of our time. These are the Mongols of our time. Remember the Mongol horde? Remember the crusaders that killed everybody in the city of Jerusalem on the 15th of July, 1099? Even burnt the Jews alive in their synagogue? That was the pure evil of that time. These are the Nazis of our time. Netanyahu is the Hitler of our time. What the Russians did in the pogroms against the Jews of Poland, Lithuania, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and in the Pale of Settlement, right from the time of Catherine the Great, up until the Holocaust in the Second World War. What the Russians and the Germans did to the Jews, the Zionists are now doing to the people of Gaza and Palestine. How often the oppressed become the oppressor. I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Jamaat al-Muslimin, the enemy here, the battle lines are drawn. The enemy here is Zionism. And to think, we are living in a city that is largely run by Zionists. An economy that is largely controlled by Zionists. Imagine in a country that suffered under the evil regime of apartheid for many decades, that an ideology, a racist, fascist ideology like Zionism should be tolerated. The ideology of Zionism should be outlawed in this country. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we are being tested. Wallahi, we are being tested. Just like the Muslimin at the Battle of Ahzab were tested. Let's go back to the verses. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. Oh, those of you who believe, call to mind the favor of Allah on you. إِذْ جَاءَتْكُمْ جُنُودٌ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا. When they came to you, soldiers, an army. This is the battle of what? The battle of Khandaq. The fifth year of the Hijrah. Round about 627 of the common era. March. Plus minus. When 10,000 strong army came to destroy the Muslimin in Medina. The Kufar Quraysh, Banu Ghatafan, Banu Sulaim, Banu Asad, and then of course Banu Nadir. Banu Nadir, who had been expelled, the Jews that had been expelled from Medina and had moved to Khaybar, they even got a lot of the Bedouin tribes to join them by promising them half of next year's harvest. They bought them over. A very famous reporter by the name of Chris Hedges, Middle Eastern reporter. He said the reason why we see this hilf, this alliance of the West and the Zionist State of Israel is purely because of money. Because of APAC. The American Israeli Public Affairs Committee. Used to be called the American Zionist Public Affairs Committee. You know that? ASPAC. Went from ASPAC to APAC. Like I say, if you look at the Islamic empires, especially the one that was in Al-Andalus, under the Umayyads, there was a slogan that they used called, in Spanish, convivencia, living together. In fact, it was the golden era of Jewish philosophy and science and poetry, literature, and even from a religious perspective, the Jews flourished under the Muslims in Al-Andalus. And when the Jews were being persecuted and being expelled and being massacred in Europe, the Muslims opened their doors. And I've mentioned this before, in every Medina Qadima, in every old city that I've lived in the Arab world, you will always find Al-Malla Al-Yahudiyya, the Jewish quarter. Like in Damascus, you find Al-Malla Al-Yahudiyya. If you go to Bab Tuma, you find Al-Malla Al-Nasrani, you find the Christian quarter. Christian quarter, Jewish quarter, Muslim quarter. But we lived together in peace, we traded together. This enmity, this perceived enmity between Jews and Muslims now is only because of Zionism. There are many Jews, and we would wish them to be the majority. It doesn't look like they are the majority. But there are many Jews, secular and the Haredim, who are anti-Zionists, like Nature Carter, that were beaten the other day in Mia Sharim by their own government, which they don't recognize, by the way, because of their support for the people in Gaza. So we're not going to conflate Judaism with Zionism. This is about Zionism. Zionism, Zionism. Whether it is Christian Zionism, which predates Jewish Zionism, whether it's Hindu Zionism, Black Zionism, White Zionism, Brown Zionism, they are the ones that have drawn the battle lines. They are the ones that have openly showed their enmity to Islam and to the Muslimin. And the way that they are keeping us paralyzed is with this poisonous dagger of the Zionist state that was entered into the heart of the Ummah when Palestine was handed over to the Zionists in 1948. And we're going to remain paralyzed unless we remove this dagger from our hearts. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها. Oh, those of you who believe, call to mind the favor of Allah on you. When soldiers came to you, an army, 10,000 strong, you were only 3,000. The Muslims are only 3,000. And we sent to you a wind. Eventually, after 2 weeks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a violent wind which destroyed the camp of the Confederates, Al-Ahzab, meaning Confederates, on the other side of the Khandaq, on the other side of the trench that the Muslims built at the Ishara of Salman al-Farisi, radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda. And soldiers that you couldn't even see. The Malaika. Like that which was sent in the Battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a wind and He sent them Malaika to destroy the enemy. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was all aware of what you were doing. All seeing of what you were doing. إِذْ جَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ When they came from above you, meaning from the other side of the trench. وَمِنْ أَسْفَلِ مِنْكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ And from beneath you, in other words, behind you. The treachery of who? Of Banu Qurayza. Who after making a pact with the Muslimin, they broke that pact. And they stabbed the Muslims in the back. إِذْ جَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْخِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبَصَارِ And the eyes shifted. You know when a person is filled with fear, and the eyes, you know, they sort of almost rotate out of fear. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ And the hearts were sitting in the throats. The hearts were sitting in the throats. Can you imagine what it must be like to be in Gaza now? There is no way to go. There is no safe place. They've bombed hospitals. They've bombed schools. Yesterday they bombed Jabalia for the third time. Gaza, the most densely populated area in the world. They've bombed masjids, churches. 27 ambulances. They've killed UN workers. They've killed paramedics, doctors, journalists. And don't say with indiscriminate bombing. This is discriminate. They are targeting. Have you heard some of the statements of the people in the Zionist state from the ministers, from the prime minister himself, speaking about Amalek, Amalik, as we say in Arabic. The Amalekites. You know who the Amalekites were? Amalek was the grandson of Esau. Esau, the brother of Jacob. And they became the Edomites. And Amalek, when Bani Israel came out of Egypt, they attacked Bani Israel from behind. So there is a verse in the Bible, in the Tanakh, in the Old Testament, in the Torah, where it says that, remember what Amalek did to you. And then the verse carries on what you must do back to them. And basically, it was a command to wipe out everyone and everything. Man, woman, child, camel and donkey. And that is what Netanyahu, the war criminal. Netin, you know what Netin is? Netin, it's another word for najis. That's what he said in his khitab, in his address the other day. That they are going to treat the Palestinians like Bani Israel treated the Amalekites. Openly, a mother was greeting her son as he was going to the front. An Israeli soldier. She said, the only innocent people that are in Gaza are the 229 hostages. Once we get them out, we will bomb Shifa Hospital, all the other hospitals, we will destroy Gaza and kill everyone. And this has been heard, these kinds of statements are coming out. She said we are now the center of the world. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jamaat al-Muslimin, what did we speak about last week? فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي Don't fear them. Fear only me. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ If you are true believers. And so the eyes shifted and the hearts were in their throats. When you read about the battle of Al-Ahzab, the Muslims were so scared to even go and relieve themselves because of the enemy. And they were also under siege. And they were filled with fear. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبَ الْحَنَاجِرَ And the hearts reached the throats. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ ظَنُونَ And you had all sorts of thoughts about Allah. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I think this is what we have now reached now. Be careful. Don't have those thoughts about Allah. Allah will never abandon the believers. Allah has promised victory to the believers. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Whether it's going to be now or whether it's going to be later, we have to have the best thoughts about Allah. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي I am to my servant as they think of me. So whether the resistance, whether our brothers in حَرَقَةَ الْمُقَاوَمَ الْإِسْلَامِيَةِ are going to humiliate, which is what we are making dua for. Ya Allah, send us a miracle. Send us a wind. Send us armies that we cannot see. Ya Musabbib al-Asbab, O causer of all causes. وَيَا مُجْرِيَ السَّحَابِ O mover of the clouds. وَيَا حَازِمَ الْأَحْزَابِ And O destroyer of the confederates. أُنصُرْ إِخْوَانَنَا الْمُجَاهِدِينَ فِي غَزَّةِ وَفِي كُلِّ مَكَانِ We are asking for a miracle, yet we don't know whether we are deserving of it or not. We are asking for victory, yet we don't know if we are deserving of that victory or not. So we have to prepare ourselves for whatever scenario there is going to be. At the end of the day, the true believers will be victorious. وَمَن يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا And whoever fights in the path of Allah, then they are either yuqtal, they are killed, which means they get martyrdom, which is a gift from Allah. Oh, yaghlib, or they are victorious. And in both cases, فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا We'll give them the greatest reward. So this is not a time to have, no, where's Allah? Why isn't Allah helping us? La wallah. La wallah. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ ظَنُونَ And you were thinking all sorts of thoughts about Allah. What does Allah say next? هُنَالِكَ تُبِيَ الْهُنَالِكَ هُنَالِكَ إِبْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا At that point, Allah tested the believers and shook them to their core. Allah tested the believers and He shook them to their core. وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ And then the hypocrites. What did they say? When all this was happening, and the Muslims were thinking all sorts of thoughts, is Allah going to help them? Is Allah not going to help them? The hypocrites whispered, and they said, whether they said it in whispering or said it aloud, what did the hypocrites say? They said, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِ مَرَضٍ And the hypocrites and those who had sickness in their heart, what did they say? That which Allah and His Messenger have promised you is nothing but deception. That's what the munafiqun said. Allah is not going to fulfill His promise. Inna Allah la yukhlifu al-mi'ad. Allah will never ever break His promise, Jamaat al-Muslimin. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. And He's testing our leaders. One day the Prophet stood up and he was red in the face and he was shaken, disturbed. And Sayyidina Zainab asked, What is wrong, O Messenger of Allah? He said, وَيْلُ لِلْعَرَبْ مِنْ شَرٍ قَدْ اِقْتَرَبْ He said, Woe be to the Arabs for an evil that is approaching. He then said, صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ فُتِحَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ رَدْمِ يَأْجُوجِ وَمَأْجُوجِ مِثْلْ هَذَا وَحَلَّقَ بَيْنَ إِسْبَعِهِ في أصل الإبهام in the commentary of the hadith he took his sababa this finger and he put it at the base of his thumb and he said on this day a small hole has been made in the dam
of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. It was built by Dhul Qarnayn. A small little hole. That is what the vision that he saw. From which he woke up and he said, Waylul lil Arab. Woe be to the Arabs. Wayn al Arab. Wayn al Arab. You know, I was pondering over this. We lost Palestine because the Turks wanted to be Turks before they were Muslim, and the Arabs wanted to be Arabs before they were Muslim. And Allah took Palestine away. And wallahi, billahi, tallahi. Unless the Arabs be Muslim first and the Turks be Muslim first, and they take that muntina of qawmiya, that filthy nationalism, which has caused so much dissension and disunity and weakness in the ummah, and they throw it in the dirt bin, we'll never get Palestine back. Mustaheel, impossible. Because that is exactly what Sayyidina Umar warned us at the gates of Jerusalem. We are a people that Allah has made great with Islam. And every time we have sought greatness in anything but Islam, Allah has brought us down and humiliated us. Don't you feel humiliated? Day in, day out, watching our brothers and sisters being massacred. And we can't do anything about it. I remember when there was a king. Allah. Rahimahullah ta'ala. In 1969, when they burnt Masjid al-Aqsa, al-Jami al-Qibli, and that king, Malik Faisal, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he stood there and he said, ماذا ننتظر? What are we waiting for? هل ننتظر دمير العالمي? هل ننتظر دمير العالمي? Are we waiting for the conscious of this world? أين دمير العالمي? Where is the conscious of this world? Where is the humanity of this world? He then said, هل نخشى الموت? Are we afraid of death? وهل هناك موت أفضل من أن يموت الإنسان شهيدا في سبيل الله? Is there anything better in the eyes of Allah than a person that dies in the path of Allah? نريدها ثورة. We want a revolution. لا قومية ولا حزبية ولا أنصورية. Not a nationalistic revolution. You see what happened to the nationalistic revolution of the Arab Spring. Maybe if they called it the Islamic Spring or the Muslim Spring, things might have been different. ولا حزبية, no partisan. ولا أنصورية, no racial. نريدها ثورة إسلامية. دعوة إلى الجهاد. We want an Islamic revolution, he said. Malik Faisal, in 1969. We want an Islamic revolution. A call to jihad, he said. Malik Faisal, a call to jihad, he said. He then went on to say at the end, أعذروني, he became very emotional. He says, forgive me if I become emotional. And then he said, إِذَا لَمْ يَكْتُبْ لِي أَنْ أَمُوتَ مُجَاهِدًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَلَّا يُبْقِينِ لَحْظَةً وَاحِدَةً عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأَرْضِ. If Allah has not written for me, because his intention was, سَأُصَلِّ فِي الْقُدْسِ. He wanted to raise an army and he wanted to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa and liberate Palestine. And what did they do? They sent his nephew to kill him. They sent his nephew to assassinate him. Allah accepted his dua. He said, if it's not for me to be able to go and make jihad in the path of Allah, إِذَا لَمْ يَكْتُبْ لِي, he said, أَفْوَى, إِذَا لَمْ يَكْتُبْ لِي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الْجِهَادَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If Allah is not going to write for me to be able to go and make jihad in the path of Allah, to liberate Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa, then he mustn't keep me for one moment longer on this earth. And very shortly after that, they assassinated him. Where are the likes of Malik Faisal? Rahimahullah ta'ala. How is this possible? It is possible, Jamaat al-Muslimin. We've been speaking about the Quran
and the sunnah of a beloved Prophet Khair al-Anam salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi in this masjid week in and week out, week in and week out, day in and day out. There will come a time when the nations of this world will feast on you like the eaters at a feast of one plate of food. Is it because of our numbers on that day, our small numbers on that day, O Messenger of Allah? He said, no, on that day your numbers will be many, but you will be like the foam of the flood water or the foam of the waves in the sea. Allah will remove the fear of you from the hearts of your enemy, and Allah will put into your hearts wahan. What is wahan, O Messenger of Allah? The love of the dunya and the hatred of death. And that brings me to the end of this khutbah, Jamaat al-Muslim. Wallahi, you know, if we see the injazat, what our brothers from the Muqawama al-Islamiyah, from the Islamic resistance, what they are achieving on the battlefield, wallahi, this is on its own, Allahu Akbar, this is a victory. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month. We've asked Allah, we're going to ask Allah for a miracle. We're going to ask Allah for victory. But know this, Jamaat al-Muslimin, that the main test, the main purification is not for the people of Gaza. Allah's already purified them. The main purification is for us. Because if we think that we're going to carry on with our riba transactions and our women walking around with no hijab, and we're going to continue to backbite each other and be envious of one another, and we are going to transgress the laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is going to send down victory for our brothers and sisters in Palestine and to liberate the Ummah of Muhammad Khair al-Anam, we've got another thing coming. And I'm speaking to Riyadh first. Riyadh, istayqidh ya Riyadh, wake up, O Riyadh. We have to go back to Allah. There's no more time to play. And choose your side and stick to that side. And know that, Jamaat al-Muslimin, if there's one thing that we must know, there's an alliance that has been formed. And any Muslim that joins that alliance, then they are of that alliance. And those are not my words. Those are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yuhuda wal-nasara awliya. Ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. Listen carefully, O those of you who believe. Do not take the Jews and Christians as allies when they are allies of one another. And when in history have the Jews and Christians ever been allies? Show me, please. Except with the birth of Zionism. They have allied around Zionism and Zionism alone. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. And whoever allies with this alliance, this Zionist alliance, then he is of that alliance. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not guide an oppressing people. Ah, Jamaat al-Muslimin. There is so much that needs to be said and so much that needs to be done. But know this, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not let the kuffar do anything except that He jalla fi ula has made whatever they are doing part of His plan. أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ. As for those who are plotting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for those who disbelieve, their plots are indeed part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I'm going to end with that verse. This verse is the verse that we need to keep right in front of us. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Do not think, let the disbelievers not think for one second that Allah gives them respite for their own good. Allah only gives them respite that they might increase in sin And for them is a humiliating torment. And then Allah says, and let not the believers think for one moment that Allah will leave them in the condition that they are in until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has separated the wretches from the righteous. That is what is happening now. These are the days of separation. Let us be on the right side of history. Let us stand firm, let us stand tall, let us speak the truth. And let us also in the same light, Jamaat al-Muslimin, know this, that do not do anything stupid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not want us to do something that is going to jeopardize our cause. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنُّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Do not let the injustice of a people against you cause you to be unjust. Be just. That is the closest thing to being conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The army of Muhammad will eventually be raised. Perhaps in our lifetime. May Allah cause us to see it. May Allah cause us to join it. But don't try to do anything stupid. Don't try to take the law or the vengeance or the retribution into your own hands. We will wait for that sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For now, we will get ready for that sign. And also in the verse that Brother Nikhrir sent me, Jazakallah khairan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد.
Don't be deceived by the free movement of those who have disbelieved. It seems like they are just doing whatever they want to do and they're getting away with it. متاع قليل.
A little enjoyment for them.
A little enjoyment for them.
ثم مأواهم جهنم. And then their abode will be the hellfire. وبئس المهاد. And indeed a wretched abode it will be for them. So let us not lose hope. Let us not lose faith. Let us continue to make dua for that miracle. In every sujood, in every salah, after every salah. Let us stay away from all haram. Let us fast when we can, stand in the night when we can. And let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that an end must come to the oppression of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And that we can all, as Malik Faisal rahimahullah ta'ala made the intention, we can all pray fi Masjid al-Aqsa wa hurr al-aziz wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's just an announcement here. Please make dua for Muhammad Amin. Oh, that was from last week. Allahu Akbar. I hope he's better now. Inshallah, we continue to make dua for him and for all our sick. And Allah accept all our shuhada and grant shifa to all our injured. Amin ya rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha